Praise the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's a good day to be alive. And we are thankful because a living dog is better than a dead lion. Regardless of what the world is looking like right now, we still praise the Lord. Let's put on our praise and continue praising God because He's a good God. Welcome back for another podcast. Today we're just going to be examining Psalm chapter 37. It's just to encourage us never to give up. The worst thing that can happen to us, envying the unbelievers that are seemingly making progress. Psalm 30 says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Praise God. And discover that at times we get discouraged doing the right thing year in, year out, and it looks like we're not making any headway, no progress at all. While the unbelievers, they are, engaging in iniquity, and their ways are just smooth, seemingly smooth, and get a bit discouraged. Am I serving this God in vain? Why is God blessing them? Why is God, prospering them? And yet the children of the king, they are going barefooted. Why? The children of the world, they are riding on horses. He said, trust in the Lord. Continue to do that good you're doing. And that's the only way we will dwell in the land. The Lord will keep feeding us. The Lord will keep preserving us. We should never envy an unbeliever. Their grass may look green right now, but the Bible says it will wither soon. Is that soon that, gets us on our nerves? Like, how soon? I've been watching them. They've been prospering. But that is not your business. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Trust God. Cast your burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That's what it says in Psalm 55:22. He said, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. All your cares, not some of your cares. The Lord shall bring forth the righteousness as the light. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. The Lord is encouraging us that we should rest in him. Don't bother yourself. Judgment belongs to God. How he's going to do it is none of our business. We just need to rest in the Lord. Wait patiently. That is the part that is difficult for us. Patiently. We are waiting. No. We don't have any choices. Like, oh, what can I do? But wait. I'm waiting. But murmuring, grumbling. He said, wait patiently for him. Do not be afraid. Don't fret. Don't fret because you see the unbelievers prospering. Don't fret. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Praise the Lord. Don't, because of situations around you, devise evil. It's not in us. It's not our portion. It's not the way of the kingdom. It's not the way of the children of God. A lot of Christians have left the path. They've devised means. They have devised their own means, schemes to break through. Schemes to scam people. Devices so that you can meet up and, you know, just to be like the Johnsons. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, continue this chapter, verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. I've been hearing since I was a kid, wealth transfer, that there will be a wealth transfer. I don't know how God is going to do it, but my decision is, no matter what, rain, sunshine, thick and thin, whatever life brings to me, I will trust in the Lord. I will keep my faith on. I will never give up. I will keep trusting God. I will never ever give up. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be, but the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. As for me, I really don't care whether the evil people, they live forever. I have decided and I have determined in my heart to run this race as though I am the only one running it. Never to look at the left or to look at the right, but to keep my eyes focused. Focus on him that has called me. Focus on him that is able to keep me. Praise the Lord. We have to keep our eyes focused. Focus. Because when God blesses you, you are blessed. You are preserved. The children of Israel went through the wilderness 40 years because the hands of God, you know, were upon them. He preserved them. Their garment did not fade. Their shoes did not, I don't know, it's like the shoes grew with their feet. Their shoes grew with their feet. Isn't that amazing? Because the Bible said that a little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Praise the Lord. So let that be your consolation, that little that you have is better. The Lord is able to sustain you with that little. With that little, that thing you call little in your hands, the Lord magnifies it. And it's, you know, it just increases because the Lord's hands are upon it. And because you are constantly focusing on him and praising him. We shall not be ashamed in evil time. And in the days of famine, we shall be satisfied. That's what the Bible says. We shall be satisfied. At times I look at myself, I'm wondering, how did we get here? How did we get here? Bills are being paid, children have gone to school, you know, two graduates are out, one is about to finish secondary school. And it's like, how did we get here? The Lord is the one that did it. That even in the days of famine, we are satisfied. People look at us, they envy us. Even with the little that we have. So Be calm, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Because the Lord delights in your ways, the Lord will preserve us. Though you fall, you shall not utterly be cast down, for the Lord will uphold you with his hand. He said, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I've never seen a righteous man forsaken. He is ever merciful and lended, and his seed is blessed. We can never go begging. Just be confident that the Lord is with you. Do not by any means put your hands into evil, for the Lord loveth judgment, and he will never forsake his saints. We are preserved forever, forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. So don't ever envy the wicked, because they will be cut off. You are the ones that will inherit the land and dwell therein forever, forever. Praise the Lord. Take time out and read the psalm and see how good and how loving our Father is. Wait on the Lord, for verse 34 says, and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I've seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. But mark the perfect man, and uphold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. Job went through a lot of tribulation, but what happened? At the end, because he was a perfect man that was just going through tribulation, his end was peace. Praise the Lord. Your end will be peace as long as you uphold righteousness, as long as you continue to serve God. Just keep at it, regardless of what it looks like. Never give up. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and shall save them, because they trust in him. That is the summary of Psalm 37. He said, for the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. The Lord is our strength in the time of trouble. Right now, the world doesn't look interesting. People are, you know, traveling, leaving their countries. They are living for bread. They are living just like Naomi's family left. They are living. But at the end of the day, when we wait on him and we trust him, if he's asking you to leave, fine. But don't leave because others are leaving. Joining the bandwagon may not lead you anywhere. God might be speaking to that other person to leave. And you are associating. You are speaking to yourself. It's different. Because whenever you go on a journey that God didn't send you for or send you on, you'll be ready to pay the bills. And the Lord shall help us. The Lord shall deliver us. He shall deliver us from the wicked. He shall save us because we trust in him. Trust in the Lord. He will never let you down. I can assure you that. The little that a righteous man has is better. So pursue your righteousness. Never give up on yourself. Never give up on God. And the Lord will see us through in Jesus' name. We will emerge at the end victorious in Jesus' name. If you are listening to this podcast, you've not given your life to Jesus. Except you want to put your hand into iniquity or evil, this is the right time to surrender to Jesus. And you're going to say after me, Lord Jesus, thy strength shall no more prevail. I've come to my wit's end. and I realize that without you, I'm nothing. Jesus, forgive me. Wash my sins in the name of Jesus. From today, I denounce sin. I turn away from iniquity. And I come to you just as I am, repenting of all my sins and surrendering my life to you. Take control. Live through me. Walk through me. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. So relax. Because the end of a righteous man is peace. So receive peace. Shalom. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Congratulations, everyone. Let's keep running this race. Let's not give up. Let's not envy. Let's not look at the other person's field. It looks green on the other side. Always looks green on the other side. Oftentimes when you get there, you discover it was a mirage. Keep the faith. Keep on keeping on. In Jesus' name. I love you. My name is Ami Mostukura. See you again. Bye.